Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for dropping in, downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here because it's Monday, and I hope everybody is coming off of a great weekend. And we're going to make the Monday awesome with a trip report. That's right. We're going way back in time. I mean, way back in time to last October, this time last year when things were so different. But you know what? It's kind of fun. We're going to be like the Little River Band today and reminisce on the old days and talk about First Haircuts and Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and character meals and Halloween parties. So I hope you enjoy today's show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget, today's episode brought to you by our three great avenues to support the show. First, book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the free services they offer you by their professional, passionate agents over at themagicforless.com. Also, anytime you shop online, please just click through our Amazon affiliate link first, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It's a free way to support the show. Just costs you one extra click. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, for some extra content in your week, become a patron of the show. Just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. You can see everything we have to offer over there, including a mini podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. A huge shout out to all of our patrons. We love you. You're making the show possible during these slow times in travel. Check them out today. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1771 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope everybody had a great weekend. The weather was pretty awesome here in the Midwest. I cannot complain here for the, can you believe, end of September. It's going to be October soon, like just in a few days. It's crazy. So, hang in there. Enjoy the fall. Enjoy the season. We had some football games to attend with Mallory cheering this past Saturday. And of course, SEC football was back this Saturday, so we're excited about that. But today, we're talking Disney, and we're heading to Big Ten country. And I think they might have a football team in this state. I'm not sure. Andrea's joining us from
IO.
That's right, Andrea. Thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing great. So good to talk to you. It's always fun to talk Disney. Too. Oh, man, I can't wait.
Absolutely.
So, now, before we get to the meat of the matter, the trip report that gets us all through our Mondays, we have to preface this with a lot has changed in the world since your trip.
Yes, absolutely.
And
just
so,
a few things.
So, you know, when we started the show back in 2008, I really wanted to push the, like, listen to every show to get great advice to plan your next trip. It's going to help you do everything the right way. Yeah, this trip report might not be exactly like this. This might be just kind of like the old Little River Band reminiscing, you know, back to the
old
days.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, that's okay, though. We need that. Trust me. We need that nowadays.
We do.
All right, so let's jump into your... Well, before we jump into the trip, I like to do this. I just like to find out about people. Why Disney? What's your background with Disney? I mean, for example, I put this on Instagram last week. My dad, out of the blue, sends me this picture, like a picture of a physical picture that he found at his house. And it's my first birthday cake. And it says, Michael, 1 year old, and it's got Mickey Mouse on it. So I was destined to do a podcast. I mean, that's it.
Yes,
so,
you were.
What's your story? Has it been since you were only 365 days old or what?
I don't know if it was quite that early, but I think around the age of 7, I went to Disneyland for the first time. My mom and my great aunt and my great grandmother and I took a trip just for the day. My relatives lived out in California. And of course, I loved it. I had a lot of fond memories. And maybe around the age of 11 or 12, my parents took me to Disney World for the first time. And of course, it's magical. I love anything magical, anything fun, anything childlike that makes you happy. That's for me. So Disney fits that bill. Absolutely. And we went back a few times as a family. And then as an adult, I went with my best friend and her family and my husband. And we just fell in love with it all over again and ended up taking several more trips. And we became DVC members and annual pass holders, which is kind of crazy. Coming from Ohio, as you know, I mean, same for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't live near Florida. So it's, you know, it's been so much fun and we have people that think we're crazy and wonder why we want to go to Disney all the time, but you know, a lot of people know why.
Well, the good news is you're preaching to the audience today. So
exactly.
The congregation gets you. So that's interesting though, because you know, you really are kind of all in, and you have been for quite a long time. And I think that makes it exciting for this trip we're going to talk about, because I don't know everything about the trip. I know a few details.
Sure.
And the thing that excites me is that you have the passion for the destination and for the Disney product as a whole, but you got to go with some first timers, which I think is if you never get to do this, you know, if you've never gone with a first timer, it's a really rewarding experience for the big Disney fan.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
It was maybe one of the biggest parts of the trip that meant the most to me. It was the most fun, is seeing Disney through people's eyes for the first time. It was amazing. But as you said, we went, there were 5 adults and 2 children. And what ended up happening was we were supposed to have 6 adults. One backed out at the last minute. So we were sad to have someone missing, but we just had the best time ever. We tried to cram so much into that trip. We had some first timers with us, as you said, and we had a couple of people that hadn't been since 1991. And as you know, Disney is completely different from that time. So it was like a brand new experience for them as well. And we had all these things on our list that we wanted to get done. And as you know, that doesn't always work out. A lot of times it doesn't work out. But this trip actually was surprisingly conducive to getting all those things marked off the list. I mean, we did just about anything we could have thought of to want to do, and had a blast. So
tell me about your planning, because you are somebody who's been there. You obviously listen to Disney podcasts and so forth, probably check out the blogs and stuff. But how do you, especially with first timers, look at making sure it's a good balance of, you know, I want to do the stuff that I like, but I also got to ensure that these first timers get this sense of what Walt Disney World's all about. Because it's a great, you know, it's a huge place. We can't do it all, but you got to focus on making sure that they get the essence of Walt Disney World. So what's your planning like in this?
I have to tell you, it was a bit of a challenge because we had a huge age gap. We had a 2-year-old all the way up to an almost 70-year-old. So we had a lot of different types of people going. As you said, we had first timers and people who had been a long time ago. And then we had my husband and I, who know what we love and we have certain things we always want to do. And we really had to rein that in and say, this trip is not about us. It's about the group and these people experiencing this for the first time. So we knew from past trips and from different, you know, like you said, we listen to podcasts, we watch a lot of YouTube videos, we read books, like, you know, websites, all kinds of Disney things. So we hear about things that are happening all the time, things that are coming that are new, things that are changing. We have our favorite things. So we did a ton of that type of research, but we enjoy that anyway. So, you know, podcasts, videos, things like that really helped us think about how a first timer might want to experience Disney. And honestly, your podcast helped a lot too, because I heard people's trip reports and I hear like your listener questions are great, because sometimes if you've been a lot, you don't think about things certain ways. And when you hear people ask questions or want to understand something better, it really helps you see the trip a bit differently and think of how other people might want to experience it. So that definitely helped, doing all that kind of fun type of research.
That's awesome. But, I thought it could help, because, you know, the listener questions helped me, because, you know, like, I used to be an expert at child swap because I had, you know, Mallory, and she was little. Now she's 12. So I can't remember the last time I did that. So yeah, it is. It keeps us on our toes and it's fun. One other kind of follow up with that, though, is that, you know, when you're taking first timers, and especially folks that you said you had a child as young as 2.
Yeah.
How do you prepare them for what it's going to be like when you're down there? Because I think the temptation is for Disney fans, like, we love just submersing ourselves in podcasts, blogs, whatever, you know, but you don't want to give somebody that's never been there too much. You can overwhelm them. So where's that balance for you? How did you get them ready and give them some expectations of what it would be like once they hit Florida?
So my sister-in-law is one of the people who went in 1991 and hadn't been since. She threw herself into the planning almost too much, as you said. It was getting to the point where I felt like nothing was going to be a surprise. And you don't want that either.
No, no.
I mean, you know, so I kept trying to tell her, you know, don't ruin everything for yourself. Don't plan everything. We can't plan to the minute. We can't do everything. Let's hit some key things. So I sent her some videos. We sat down a couple of times before the trip and said, like, hey, what do we want to do? Like, what are your must-do rides and attractions? And we knew we were going to go to all four parks. We knew we wanted to do some resort hopping. And we wanted to do the deluxe dining plan because our family loves to go to dinner. Mm-hmm. And we thought this was a great opportunity to, you know, enjoy some new restaurants and, you know, have some time to hang out together in that way. And it was amazing. It was a ton of food, as everyone says. We missed a few meals because, you know, you just can't keep that up forever. But we actually made out in the end. I did the math. I'm a geek. So I sat and I did all the math and made sure that we didn't lose any money. So, and we didn't. So well,
when you have
family
fabulous. Together, you know, break bread. You got to go around and have
exactly.
some meals. I mean, I'm just justifying that I go out to eat with all my friends when I'm in Walt Disney World, but that's what it is. Now let's hop into the trip because everyone wants to know about it. So Where'd you guys stay and what'd you think of the accommodations?
So we stayed at Copper Creek Villas at Wilderness Lodge.
Nice.
And I love Wilderness. It is my favorite resort. And I was so excited to take them there because I know you've been there. The lobby is just beautiful. When you walk in, it's just, it just hits you like a brick wall. Like it's just beautiful. And I could not wait for them to walk in that building. And I actually got it on video. They were just jaws dropping to the floor. Like this is gorgeous, right? They had never seen anything quite like it. It's definitely something to experience if you've never been to Wilderness Lodge, but we stayed there. The accommodations were great. We had a fabulous time and the room was perfect for us. It fit all of us. We had a 2-bedroom villa and it was great. My mother-in-law had to sleep on the pull-out couch, but she didn't love it, but she said it was okay. And she would sign up to do it again. In fact, not to jump ahead, but after this trip, she wanted to go back. So we went back 2 months later, just with her for two nights.
Did you make her sleep on a couch again the next time?
She did. She was on the couch. We were in a studio that time, but she said she didn't care. She was like, as long as I get to go back, I'm happy. And she was. So
I'm with your mother-in-law. If anybody wants to invite me along, sleep on the couch at Copper Creek, I'm in. You know, I love that place.
Yeah.
The thing about Wilderness Lodge too, you made a good point. It's like, it's one of those jaw-dropping moments for a guest. I think Animal Kingdom Lodge's lobbies like that as well. There's not a whole lot
absolutely.
Of them. The Polynesian, not so much. I mean, kind of, but not as much as Wilderness Lodge because it's just like...
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's
caverns.
Just not...
Yeah, and,
yeah
but
exactly.
The whole thing, too, is like when you're walking around that resort, it's hard to imagine you're that close to the Magic Kingdom, you know, because like
I know.
See the fir trees, especially when you're walking out to the boat. It is rustic. It is, you know, you feel like you are in some kind of Pacific Northwest wilderness and bam, you
I
hop
agree,
on a boat 5 minutes, contemporary is right there. It's crazy. Yeah. I love that place.
Do you guys
have any meals there? Like Whispering Canyon or Geyser Point or anything?
We did.
Like that?
We didn't make it to Geyser Point, which is unfortunate, but we went to Whispering Canyon and we also went to, Artist Point to do storybook dining. And if nobody has done that, they need to check it out. I know it's not happening right now, sadly, but it was so wonderful. It was just a great experience. The atmosphere is wonderful. The food was great. And the character interaction is just, it was my favorite. So we really enjoyed it.
I'm going to have to go there after a marathon weekend with my dopey medal.
Oh, wait.
Yes. There's no marathon weekend and there's no dopey
next
medal.
Time. Next marathon weekend. It'll happen someday.
Yeah,
I believe that.
Yeah, thanks, 2020. I appreciate you.
No, okay. I know, right?
No, seriously. Okay, so let's talk about time in the parks. So you went to all four parks. You know, park hopping was allowed back then. I don't know if you guys did that. You guys did a lot of specialty stuff. So give us the highlights. Like, what do you remember a year later about spending time in the theme parks?
So I'll tell you, we did hit all four parks, as you said. And when we talked about preparing for this trip and talking to the group, I told them, you know, as people say, there is no tired like Disney tired. And we can go and go and go, but we are going to hit a point where we're not going to be enjoying our time because it's just too much. And that did happen, unfortunately. We still had a great time, but the first day, we didn't go to any parks. We just spent time in the resort. And actually, we went over to the Contemporary to hang out a little bit. The second day was our first day in the parks, and that was Epcot. And that was probably our longest day. We had a great time there. We got there really early. We had breakfast reservations, and then We went all through the day, came back and took a really small break and went back for dinner. But that was great. We did a lot of the countries. We didn't make it around the whole entire World Showcase, unfortunately. It was just too much with little kids. But we still had a good time.
Let me ask you this about the Epcot day, because I'm always curious, especially with first timers, because Epcot is such a different experience than anybody that's gone to a theme park before. You know, maybe you've gone to a Six Flags or a Cedar Point or, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Theme parks, you know, Magic Kingdom, you know, you got rides, you kind of got the central part of the park, and it's all similar. Epcot is such a different beast. I mean, did you get any feedback from the first timers, or did you find anything that surprised you? Especially, you know, the construction, all that was just kind of getting going back last year.
Well, you're right. And the construction started off to be an issue because we took off in a direction that we thought was fine and we got trapped, and we're like, we swear we know where we're going, but it was a challenge getting around. But I was a little concerned, especially with the kids. I thought they might not enjoy it as much. We love Epcot, but they actually loved it. They had a really, really good time. I was impressed. My niece especially, she was 7 at the time. She took everything in and she was really into it. She loved all the countries and she was really into like any of the like sciencey or technology type things that were available. She had a great time and I was so proud of her. She took everything like a trooper and there was no complaining, and we had a blast. I know I hear people say all the time Epcot's not for kids, and I don't agree, but we love it. But I think that we had a great time.
Yeah, so. It's a lot more for kids than it used to be, I'd say, in the last 10
years.
Yeah,
I would agree.
They
would
really
agree.
You know, made it a family park. Okay, let's talk about maybe what was your next day after that, because we'll kind of go through the parks kind of quickly.
Sure.
Just some memories of your highlights.
Absolutely. There. Yeah, so the next day we went to Hollywood Studios, and this was a blast because my niece had never had any interaction with Star Wars at all. She had never seen a movie. She didn't really know anything about it. And she fell in love with it on this trip. She got so into it. She knew all the characters. She knew what was going on. I mean, it was amazing. She did Jedi training. And if anyone out there has a child, if they bring Jedi training back, you need to do it. It was a blast. She had the best time ever. She was so brave up there fighting Kylo Ren. It was just amazing. So
yeah. I'll say too, even if you don't, because Mallory did it one time and it was the cutest thing ever back in the day.
It is so cute.
But the thing is, like, I have watched it just because, like, I'll get something Backlot Express and eat outside. And, like, I don't know any of the kids in it. And it cracks me up every time because there's always, like, one or two kids that just, like, want to break Kylo Ren's ankles. You know, they're not worried about the Force or anything. They're just worried about hurting somebody with the lightsaber and they're told not
exactly.
to. That's the cutest thing ever. If you, you know,
yeah,
even if you're,
so
like, somebody
cute.
Going, without kids, watch. It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. She was really into it and she wasn't afraid. There were a couple of kids that were really afraid and she wasn't. She was brave and really into it. So that was great. And then she was all about, you know, I want to go to Galaxy's Edge. I want to go see this. I want to build a droid. It was very much focused on that. She was all about it. But we didn't head over to Galaxy's Edge quite yet. We spent some time doing other things. We went to Toy Story Land and did Tower of Terror and things like that. So we had a good time, but she was constantly pushing, like, to get over to Galaxy's Edge. But we did end up there, and we had a fabulous time. She got her droid. She talked to my mother-in-law into getting her that for her birthday. So she had a good time. And my husband and my brother-in-law built lightsabers. And that was something we talked about before the trip. They're expensive, and, you know, do we really want to do this? And we decided that it was going to be, you know, this once-in-a-lifetime experience as a group together like this. And we would do it. And the two of them walking out from building that lightsaber was one of my biggest memories. They had, you know, smiles a mile wide. It was so cute to see these two grown men acting like little kids.
Someday.
So it was amazing.
Still,
yeah.
Someday that's going to be me. I cannot wait, but I've just got to wait
until
the time is right. But okay, here's the question, because this is a great question for you, because it's a year later. Where are the lightsabers now?
So my husband's is in the corner in this messy office. And I, you know, truth be told, he doesn't do much with it. He gets it out to show people from time to time, but, you know, my brother-in-law, though, I will say, a couple months ago, he posted a post on Facebook with it. He was playing with it. So I don't know. I mean, it's more the experience.
Yeah,
I
totally.
Think, but
I'm just wondering, because like, that'd be my justification, my wife, you know, I get home, like, okay, I gotta do something really cool with this thing. Like, I gotta hang it on the wall, or, you know,
I'll tell you, my father-in-law built one. We went on another trip before a cruise just for a couple nights, and he came and he wanted to build one. And he has this hanging on his wall. He has like a man cave, and he made a custom like holder for it. So it's up there.
Oh yeah, you'd have to. And like, you know, quick detach in case like a Sith does happen to walk through your house. You know,
you never know.
Yeah, you got to defend the, you got to defend the castle, man, sometimes.
Yes, absolutely.
So what'd you think of the building the droid real quick? Because he's, you know, was that as he, if you had to choose right now and say, I know they're not priced the same, but which experience was better, the lightsaber or the droids?
The lightsaber for sure. I mean, the droid my niece wanted to do, and she was young enough that that was her option. She had a blast. She enjoyed it, but it was not as interactive, and it wasn't as much of an experience. I mean, when you go in, I won't ruin it for you, but when you go in to build your lightsaber, it's like a whole story. It's very immersive, and it's, I think, much more of an experience if I had to choose one.
Cool. And so, this was pre-Rise, correct? I'm trying to think.
It was... Yes.
Okay, yeah.
It was
December?
Yes. It was right before, because that's right, because when we went back in December, we rode.
Okay, yeah. So, it feels like it's 10 years ago at this point. Like,
I know, it does. Like, it really does.
When you went to Hollywood Studios, because right now, if you go down to Studios, that's always the most crowded park every day, all 7 days, because, you know, you got Minnie and Mickey, you got Galaxy's Edge, a lot of folks are kind of getting into that for the first time. Was the experience still fine as far as crowd-wise at the studios back this time last year? What would you think of that?
You know, it was. When we stood in line for Smuggler's Run, we waited for probably an hour and 20 minutes. That was our longest wait. We really lucked out, like Slinky Dog. We went back at night to ride again and got in towards the end of the night. Didn't wait too long. So really, we didn't wait in line for anything, any crazy amount of time. I thought the crowds were actually pretty good when we were there.
Good deal.
The first timers were complaining. They were like, oh, that's so crowded. I was like, nah, not really. Really, it's pretty good.
That's why I always tell people, I'm like, come with me on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
See,
I can't
see that
imagine.
Line of Smuggler's Run? That's to the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
No,
I'm that's not tough.
Kidding. All right. So let's go to the next day. Would you guys go the next day?
Sure. So the next day, we actually had a rest day. And that day we just hung out at the resort, but that night we went to Hoop-Dee-Doo Musical Review.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, we had a blast. I had never been there before. I'd actually never been to Fort Wilderness in all these times of visiting. So that was something new for us as well. And everybody loved it. We had a great time.
Good food and hokey entertainment. You know, it's
absolutely
like it's like going to Branson at Walt Disney World.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. All right. Rest day. Good call there on the rest day, though. Got it.
Yeah, absolutely. We needed it.
All right.
The day after that.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No. Next day.
I was just saying the day after that, we went to Magic Kingdom. And that was what, of course, the kids were dying to do. It was, you know, in their mind, that was Disney. So we had a great time. We did so much there. But two things that really stuck out on this trip at Magic Kingdom is we did a first haircut for my nephew. They actually waited to cut his hair, and it was months of him looking like a homeless child, so they could get his haircut on Main Street.
He couldn't see for 2 months because his hair was in his eyes, you know. But it's all worth it. You got that first haircut.
You joke, but it was close. It was close to that. He was looking rough, and it's funny. We have, you know, pictures of him at the beginning of the trip, and then at the end, and he looks like a different kid. But
you know what it is? He was doing quarantine hair before quarantine hair was a thing. That's exactly
he was ahead of his time. Yeah. So that was great. You know, we did the first haircut, and then we did, of course, Bippity Boppity Boutique for my niece, and she just came out of there, you know, feeling like a star, and it was adorable. That was her wish, is to get that. She wanted to do Bippity Boppity Boutique and then go eat in Cinderella's Royal Table. And we did that. And it was like she had arrived. It was, that was her thing she wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. She's the princess of the Magic Kingdom that day. More than
absolutely.
Any of the other. Yeah. And I've been there, you know, as a dad. We did that with Mallory. We did Bippity Boppity. We did Cinderella's Royal Table. And I will say, just a pro tip for people that are thinking about doing this, because it will come back. Trust me, Disney wants Bippity Boppity to come back more than anything else because it's a big moneymaker. But the thing to do on that day is that. Okay, a couple tips from a dad that didn't think about these things. That's the day when fast passes come back. You want to throw all your fast passes on character meet and greets with all the princesses or Mickey Mouse or whoever their characters are. Because they're never really cute. They have the dress. They have the hair. And also,
great idea.
The thing is, that night, when you get back to the hotel, don't walk by the pool because you don't want them to swim. Because like I want to get 2 days out of that hair. You know what I'm saying? Like I paid way too much money for that hairdo. So like I was like, no, we are not swimming tonight. You can swim tomorrow night once we've had like at least 24 hours with the, you know, hair that costs as much as a laptop. You know,
right? Good thinking. Okay, that would have been smart. Yeah, but we had glitter everywhere for days, so lots of glitter, and yeah, she loved it.
That was all over. Yeah. I'm not gonna say.
Yeah.
That's fun. No, though. Let me real quick about the first haircut, though. I've been in there because I've got my haircut the Harmony Barbershop many times. I love it. How did he take to it? Because the kid that I saw, I've seen two first haircuts in there while I've been in the chair. In neither time did the kid really, it was like instead of cutting their hair, it was like they were cutting their arm off. Like they were not happy.
Yeah.
Was it that way?
You might have been in there when we were there. Because it was, the kid, he flipped out. He's a little shy to begin with, and he's a little unsure of strangers. So we knew that this wasn't going to be the easiest thing ever. And it was not. He cried and cried and cried, and to the point where his dad had to basically sit in the chair with him because he just wouldn't sit still. But the woman who cut his hair, she did such a good job. She was so good with him. And by the end, actually, when they give you your little ears that say first haircut, he had stopped crying. And so we got a couple of cute pictures. So,
well, even though
it was something traumatic,
he'll never get a haircut the rest of his life, but one.
He's scarred forever.
Exactly. So, so when you're at the Magic Kingdom, after you do the bibbidi bobbidi, have the haircut, just as far as attractions and experiences, what was the highlight of that? Like this is the regular stuff.
So I think that everyone decided their favorite ride was the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. They loved that. But my nephew was obsessed with the carousel and he didn't want to get off of it. We couldn't walk anywhere near where he could see it or he'd want to go back over to it. So whenever we think of the trip, even today, when we, you know, see a horse or a carousel or anything, we laugh about that because he was absolutely obsessed. But everybody enjoyed everything. Small World has a really special place in my family's heart. I know a lot of people don't like it, but it was the first ride I ever rode at Disneyland, and it was the first ride that my husband and his family rode when he was a kid at Disney World, and it's just special to us, so we all love that.
If you're a true Disney fan, you can't hate on Small World. I mean, you don't have to ride it 15 times a trip, but I mean, it's got to be there. You know, it's a necessity, and you got to ride it over here and there. Yeah,
absolutely. I agree.
Especially with you guys, you have the sentimental connection to it. That's cool.
Yes.
So
for sure.
back then, you guys had fireworks and stuff like that at the end of the night. You guys could, not wear masks and all that good stuff. No, but what was firework shows? What did anything stick out? You guys, we talked about the studios already and Magic Kingdom and Epcot. Did you guys watch any fireworks stay out late?
We did. So we watched the fireworks. I'll tell you the fire when we watched, Fantasmic and then the Star Wars fireworks at Hollywood Studios are amazing. They were like incredibly just shocking, I guess. There were the heat coming off those buildings when those flames come up were just incredible. And the kids really got a kick out of that. At Magic Kingdom, we did watch the fireworks. And this is something that has never happened to me before happened. They had us basically leave the park and they rerouted us back behind where they bring in all the trucks and things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever had that happen, and I'm not sure why they did that, but they had us come out and around to watch. And that was kind of neat in a way because I never had seen kind of some of the behind the scenes things, but we did get to watch the fireworks. We came back around and watched them from a strange angle, kind of from out in front, but we did get to see them. So that was nice.
Which were your favorite? I mean, I guess Star Wars overall, even over Happily Ever After?
For me, it would be Happily Ever After, but I just love that one. So Star Wars was neat because it was just, kind of,
It gives you the classic Disney stuff, if you're a Frozen fan, you got some Frozen. Like the part that gets me is the Go the Distance from Hercules. I haven't even seen the Hercules movie, but that's like my jam because it's my running song,
You go.
So yeah, I think everybody's got a connection. This is good music too.
Absolutely.
Nice. Okay. So Animal Kingdom. What'd you think?
We went to Animal Kingdom. That was our last park. And we had a good time. My niece is obsessed with animals. She wants to be a vet when she grows up. And she was really into everything. She had researched some things before. So she knew the kind of animals that she was going to see. And she was really cute about that. She was into reading everything that they have posted around, you know, about the animals. And we had a really, really good time, but that was, you know, as I said, our last park day. So we kind of hit that wall. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, everybody was starting to get a little cranky and tired. So half of us left early evening, and then some of us stayed. But it was a great time, as always. Yeah. I love Animal Kingdom. I know people a lot of times say it's like a zoo. It's not to me. Like, I think it's so much more, but we had a great time.
I think with Animal Kingdom, and I agree with you, it has a ton to offer. It's got, you know, things it's the best at. It's got the best counter service dining, for sure, of any of the parks.
Oh, but yeah, it's great.
On top of that, though, what I think with Animal Kingdom is it's kind of rough, because if you go to that park late in your trip, that park can be exhausting, especially when it's hot, because the park is big. There's really, you know, not a lot of good ways to get from point A to point B. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the beauty of the park, too. But I think with Animal Kingdom, that's a good park to go early in the trip, because if you're fresh, you're more likely to do things like explore the, you know, the Maharaja Jungle Trek, or really enjoy the safari, you know, and just make your way around the small details of the park. I think, you know, if you've been there 5, 6, 7 days and the trip's kind of wearing you down, that Animal Kingdom kind of just can compound the issue. You know, even though it's fun, it's just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I don't want to walk another mile to get back to the safari.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely. And we actually had our trip in a different order at one point, but we had to move everything around because of the Halloween party. For one, we went to the Halloween party on our last night, but for two, because they were closing Magic Kingdom early a couple nights, we had to kind of shift some things, and it ended up that Animal Kingdom was at the end. But I agree, that's a good thing to keep in mind, because it is hot. I don't know why it feels so much hotter there than the rest. And it's exhausting. It feels like you're constantly walking on uneven ground.
Yes.
Uphill.
I don't know. Joe Rogan, you made this too authentic. It's wearing me out.
I know, it is.
Oh, man.
But
gosh.
It was great, though. It was great.
So let's talk Halloween party, since you brought it up. Yeah. You know, we're getting into the Halloween season again this year without the party. Well, this year's the roll your own party. Bring some Snickers bars in your pockets, wear a costume, and, you know, the booty you flies by, and, you know, we'll drive by a parade and you're good to go. So back in the day when this was the proper party, what'd you guys think?
Well, we were really excited for it. We had matching shirts made, and we decided to go as Disney snacks. So everybody was a different snack, and they had, you know, we had these ears that were snacks. It was cute and fun. And, you know, we had a really good time. Unfortunately, my niece got sick that day, so she couldn't go to the party, which was sad. And her dad had to stay with her, so he didn't get to go either. But we made the best of it. We had a really good time. I had never been before to the Halloween party, and, we just thought it was so much fun. We had, really nice night. It did start pouring down rain, though, towards the end. And after a week,
it seems to always rain on these Halloween parties. Every time Ricky goes to one, it rains. I've been lucky. It hasn't rained the ones I've gone to, but it's been hot. Like, but I've usually gone in September, so, you know, I deserve that. Yeah,
I mean, it was hot, and then it started pouring down rain. And after a week at Disney and it being so hot and raining, I was, you know, kind of over it by the end of the night. We actually really lucked out. We got a place to sit for the parade, and that was fabulous, because that's kind of hard to come by. Mm-hmm. But the sad thing was, because it was raining, the Headless Horseman didn't ride, and that was what I was really looking forward to. But you know what? It was still fabulous. We had a great time, and I wanted to come back this year. We're actually headed back in a couple of weeks just for a few nights, but you know, it's not happening.
That is what it is. Yeah, I know. It's 2020. You know, it's...
We'll
get back.
Par for the course. Absolutely.
All right. So let me talk to you about dining, because you guys were on the deluxe dining plan. We kind of talked about that a little bit earlier, but looking back, what were a couple of your favorite restaurants, or maybe a surprise pick that you weren't expecting to like as much, or, you know, something that just kind of stood out to you dining-wise?
Well, I'll tell you, our absolutely favorite meal, I would say, was probably California Grill. We had a really, really good dinner there. That was the first night we got into town. and it is my husband's favorite restaurant, and it's not something that we do all the time because it's a little pricey, but being on the dining plan, you know, allowed us to do that, and we really enjoyed it. We loved, I think I told you, we loved the storybook dining at Wilderness Lodge. Mm-hmm. That was fabulous. But one of our biggest surprises is we went to the Wave on our last day just for lunch before we left, and we were supposed to have gone, we were going to go to Trattoria Al Forno for Bon Voyage, but we could not get out of the hotel early enough because we had, you know, everybody was trying to pack and one of the kids yep. spilled something on their clothes and it was just one thing after another. So we ended up switching our reservation to the Wave because it was available. And it was really good. We had a really, really good meal and we had a great server. His name was Steven. I still remember his name. That's how good he was. He was great. But yeah, I had never been to the Wave and hadn't even really considered it before.
That is so good.
It was a great surprise.
You know what? The Wave is very underrated. I kind of like it though, because it's a good place you can get in almost anytime you want. And it's good.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, because like say you need a break from Magic Kingdom. Go to the Wave. Mm-hmm. It's like darkish. It's got those blue.
Yeah.
It's very calming. It's the opposite of the Magic Kingdom. Then go back into the chaos again, you know, later on the evening.
Yeah, I agree with you.
It's a great thing.
I agree.
And actually, one of the servers at the Wave is a big fan of the show, listens all the time. So maybe it was Steven.
Oh.
Who knows?
Well, good. Awesome. Maybe it was. I don't know. But yeah, he was great. And I'm so glad that now it's on our radar because, you know, I'd gladly go back there anytime. And I never thought about it before. So
yeah, it's great. Because you're not going to really come across it unless it's tucked away. But yeah, I miss that place. So you've mentioned a lot of the, you know, stuff that you guys did, bibbidi bobbidi, the haircuts, you know, spending some time at the resort. Is there anything if you went back? Because you mentioned you kind of hit the wall, but I think everybody does that. You know, it's just you try to get you don't want to kind of leave with regrets. And I think that's kind of drives us to go a little bit harder than maybe we need to. But looking back on that trip in particular, because you guys will always take more, but is there anything you would have changed looking back? Like, oh man, we should have done this, or we, you know, should have left this out. That was kind of a bust. Anything you would have changed?
You know, I don't think I would leave anything out because we thoroughly enjoyed everything we did. And I think our pace was actually pretty good, even though we did a lot. We had that rest day, which really helped. And that was great. I do think I would take your advice into consideration about Animal Kingdom and move it earlier in the trip for sure. It was tiring. Yeah. So I think that would have been better in the beginning, like you said. So that's something I would probably have changed. But other than that, you know, honestly, nothing's ever going to be the perfect trip, but that was a darn good trip. It was just really, really well planned out. And we hit all the things we wanted to hit, which was great. And that doesn't always happen. The only thing I would say that happened that it was not good was we went to dinner at Ohana and the boat closed down and no one told us. And so we stood out on that dock for quite some time waiting for a boat that never came with two cranky kids who had fallen asleep at the table 2 hours before. And it was raining. And that was the low point of our trip, I will say.
It was like an episode of Gilligan's Island or something.
Oh yes. It was. Yeah. Had me rethinking life. I was like, not enjoying it.
How deep is that water? I'm just going to jump.
I get it.
Trust me, I've been there with kids. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always the commercials at Walt Disney World.
A lot of times it is, but it's not
every second. I'll tell you that.
No, it's not.
So before we get out of here, you mentioned you're going to go in a couple weeks. Now, of course, so many changes have happened. I mean, it is truly a different place. It's still fun. Don't get me wrong. I love going. It's different. There's a lot of ways that it's better right now. A lot of ways that it's not. So how are you dealing with, you know, going down here soon? Like tempered expectations? What are you looking forward to? What are the plans? What are you guys saying?
Well, my husband and I are going to go down a day before our friends that we're staying at Riviera for the first time, which I'm super pumped about because I've never even been to the resort.
Oh, so beautiful.
So I'm really excited about that. But we're just doing that one night. And then we only have two more nights there with friends that are meeting us and we're going to stay at Copper Creek. But the sad thing is this is their first trip. They've never been. And I hate that they're coming at this time because I think things are so different. I'm trying to think of the positives here. I'm trying to think of hopefully, you know, the crowds will be lower and You know, it'll still be a fabulous time. They don't know what they're missing, but it's sad. I mean, I hate that people are experiencing this for the first time and in this environment, but I'm excited. I think that it'll be a really good time. A lot of the dining that we had planned isn't going to happen because places aren't open or they're not available, but, we're going to make the best of it. And we are planning one park day. We weren't going to go at all just because I didn't want to walk around with a mask all day. I mean, I understand why, you know, why it's happening, but for me, it's just not something that sounds enjoyable. But we are going to go to Hollywood Studios because they are dying to go. So we're going to go, and gosh darn it, we're going to have a good time.
Here's the thing, too, because I've had this question asked to me a million times by friends, you know, and, you know, Mallory's friend's parent, you know, it's everybody knows I'm the Disney guy. So, you know, like, well, you know, should we go down there now? And here's the thing. I mean, you could wait until everything gets back to normal, and that's a valid excuse. You know, you could wait until everything's back to how it was, say, you know, last October, because it was great. You know, I mean, things were awesome. Right. But the thing is, too, is that, you know, if you wait for the world to get back to normal, I mean, it's been 7 months. You know, like, at least, like, when I went down in August with Mallory, we had been sitting at home. We hadn't been doing much. And I'll tell you what, yeah, you know, we had to wear a mask. It was hot in August. I mean, it was just after July. It was smoking hot.
Right.
I wasn't a fan of that. But you know what? Like, we laughed and we smiled. When I was on the attractions, I totally forgot I had on a mask. You know, the only time I remembered I had on a mask after a couple of days was, like, when I tried to take a drink of soda. You know, it's like, right, I can't get a drink.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things that, yeah, it's not perfect, but I mean, God, you know, I got to ride the Skyliner. I got to go into Galaxy's Edge. I got to do so much. And so I think you'll have a, you know, and I think just being with your friends, you know, at a place where you can share good meals and, you know, what have you, and just, you know, be at a place like Wilderness Lodge or get to see the Riviera. I mean, that's for 2020, we got to take the victories where they are. And I think you're going to have a blast.
Absolutely.
I think you'll have a good time. And I think your friends will too.
I think so too. I think you're right. And honestly, we haven't been doing much of anything like most people these past few months. So this is nice to get out and do something. And we always love it. I mean, we would love Disney regardless, but I do wish that they could get the full experience. Mm-hmm. But I think in some ways this will be nice too. Maybe a little more low key, which is maybe what we need. And I think we'll have fun.
Yeah, just don't go, yeah, that's usually like, you know, don't tell them.
Exactly.
I know, I'd be tempted, though. I'd be like, yeah, that's where we're at. Yeah, there's usually a character meal here, but yeah, we can't, no. You know what, they don't know won't hurt them. That's what
they don't know. Yeah, exactly. And maybe, you know, they can come back. And,
that's right. It'll be, yeah.
And they'll have all kinds of new things to experience.
It'll be like a whole, yeah, they'll be like, wow, this place is even better than I thought. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, Andrew, thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate the kickoff
of
Monday. It was so much fun talking about it.
Really good time.
You guys
appreciate it.
So you'll be back many times, right?
We will, absolutely.
All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by our great friends over at The Magic for Less Travel. When you're ready to head to your Disney destination right now, this fall, this winter 2021, we can book that as well. Just drop by themagicforless.com. while you're there, check out all the great specials, resort guides, everything you need, dining, you know, if you want to look at the menus for the restaurants, they're there as well. And then while you're there, fill out that quote form, we'll get you some prices, some availability, and plan that trip together, we'll get some numbers going. So make sure you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I can work together. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please do, if you want to support the show, free way to do that is to use the Amazon affiliate link. Anytime you do that online shopping, just go through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon, takes you right to the site. Buy everything you want to buy, and we get a little kickback. We appreciate that so much. So again, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, if you want some extra content in your week, become a patron of the show. The patrons are keeping this show going. I appreciate each and every one of you so very much. Thanks to all of our patrons for being awesome. And you can become one this week as well. Just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at @BeOurGuestMike, Facebook and YouTube to search for the Be Our Guest Podcast. And join the 24/7 chat over on Discord. Just go to beourguestpodcast.com, and on the right-hand side, click on Join the Discord Server, and bam! You're there talking with all of us all the time. And it keeps you very away from productivity at work. But we won't hold that against you. Just close the window every now and then, you'll be good. All right, we are going to get out of here. We'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. But until then, for Andrea, I'm Mike, saying stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.